WRAS 504, WRCY 565 calling.
Hey Donald, how you doing this morning? This is WRAS 504, and you know the name. What's up?
Oh, nothing. I thought I heard the voice of a ghost, and haven't heard from you in a while. Well, I've heard you a couple of times, but I've been busy and haven't had a chance to pick up. But, I just wanted to say hello and see how everything is. On this end, nothing new at all, really, to talk about that I can think of. But, I'm just working on upgrading my stuff now because, you know, I'm a slap-happy, sad ham.
Yeah, I know you made it. You made the crossing. But, I'm just getting back into it again. You know, weather's starting to get a little chilly. And, of course, tomorrow's warm, and we're playing Valley Golf Course tomorrow. So we're still getting our days in. But, I guess I'll get back on it and start fooling around with it and figure out what my equipment's about. You know, you kind of forget after, you know, 5 or 6 months.
Well, I only have two types of radios, my Motorolas and these Wooksons. I'm talking on the Wookson right now, and, I had my Motorolas over the weekend for the first time, and it's like, what channel am I on? What zone am I on? You know, because it's channel versus zone, banks, whatever, and it's like, where am I at? What zone am I in to be on what? I haven't even upgraded them yet for, 70 centimeter. I've got the mapping done, but we just got to now sit down with the computer and load everything in, and then I got to get my DMR loaded in for the the Pi Stars and the All Star nodes and everything else. So that's the next project.
Yeah, it sounds like you're really getting into it. Just haven't mustered up the interest yet, so I guess we'll see what goes on this year. You never know. Maybe I'll make the switch. But sounds like you're enjoying it.
Well, the digital is a huge difference. You don't have any squelch tails or hissing or anything like that. It's a crystal clear signal. But, and I've always had it with my Moto Turbo, but now I'm going to add it to the amateur radio side of the ladder, and that's what I'm working on. And as far as getting my general license, I don't need it. I don't have a need to get it. I'm just going to get it just for the heck of it because of some of the guys that helped me are no longer with us, and I'm just doing it like in their honor kind of a thing. So I'll start on that after the first of the year.
Yes, people not with, I'm assume you're referring to Captain or Professor Don.
Yeah, he's one of them, and then there was another one I just barely got to know before he passed, and he just died this past week. But, there's just, you know, when you get to that level, all the people that are there to help you and are willing to help you do the little things to help you, you know, get to where you want to be. That's the same thing with the equipment. We have an operator that joined our little breakfast club, and he went and took the test. And when he came back, we had to worship the ground that he walked on because he walked in to take the test with nothing, and he left with an extra. He went through all three tests and passed on his first try. I said, I hate you.
Yeah, I'm 100% sure I would never be able to do that. I'd be lucky to pass the technician. Like I said, I've taken some practice tests, but not really done any studying, and I get like 50%. So I guess with studying, I could figure out the rest of it and get the rest of them, but just haven't mustered up the interest yet. Just waiting for it to come. You never know what's going to hit you.
Well, it took me over 50 years to, take the leap, and it took me about 2 months of studying on ham radio prep, and I did it. And the dedication's not that hard. It's just repetition. That's all. But you know, once golfing season's over for you, you're going to have to find something to do. So, if you need help, I'll give you help, or help you an easy way to learn.
Well, I appreciate that. Like I said, you never know. This might be the year. Have to see what happens. But anyway, I'm going to go back and do some more research here and let you go. And nice talking to you, Dan. Donald. And we'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure. This is WRAS 504, and I'll be clear on your final. Talk to you, Dan.
Yeah, copy that. You enjoy your day tomorrow golfing, and get it all in while you can. I fully understand it. Got a couple of motorcycle riders out there, and they're trying to get as much riding time as they can before they have to show up on Saturday mornings for breakfast because they don't have any more excuses to take the day off on Saturday and miss breakfast. They say, oh, no, it's a beautiful day to ride a motorcycle. And it's like, oh, okay, well, all right, we'll let you slide.